I suppose, firstly, we're already in horticulture, being the largest producer of carrots. But in the last 3 years, we've been aggressively looking at how we can supplement our summer production. And we started the operations in Tasmania. And there's no question that the product that comes out during the summer months in Tasmania is fantastic. And the onions were a perfect synergy and a perfect opportunity for us to expand our business there.
Do you see any major changes in the operation as it is at the moment?
Not so much in the operations, except that I suppose it'd be fair to say that, and this is not being critical, but at the end of the day, Feel Fresh corporatized by virtue of being a public company through the ownership of Webster's. We're going to take it back to privatized, obviously, and I believe that that will be a closer relationship with the growers, the suppliers and the staff.
Yeah, let's talk about that. How should onion growers who supply Fresh Field view the purchase?
I think come December, we're going to have a get-together with them. And at that point, we'll share the enthusiasm that we have and the outlook that we have. From my point of view, looking at it, I believe they should view it with nothing but jubilation and prospect of things to come, because we will be onion and carrot focused, and only onion and carrot focused.
Nick, you're a successful businessman. Are you a tough negotiator when it comes to price for product?
I believe in a very simple thing. And that there is, if the grower makes money, I make money, and my customers make money, everybody is happy. It can't work if only one makes money and two miss out, or if two make money and one miss out. At the end of the day, it's got to be a three-way street, and all three of those parties must be looked after. So our attitude is very simple. Toughness, yes, but fairness.
Might you be looking for more growers?
Look, I'm not too sure about more growers. I haven't got a perfect feel on exactly where the network lies. But we'll be talking to all of the growers, looking at the history, and indeed at that point, maybe a little bit more geographical split. But we haven't. We've got now 7 months to start concentrating on how we're going to fine-tune the business per se.
And what about the onions? They're mainly exported at the moment. Can you see much change in the markets for the onions?
I think it'd be fair to say that our network is, at this point in time, we're about 50-50 split in terms of our carrot operation. Our market agents, and indeed our international market agents, are all excited at the prospect of us taking on the onions. And it would be also fair to say that we will be looking after our existing customers as well. This is in onions, as well as our existing carrot customers.
Nick, you've developed a sort of a synergy between Western Australia and Tasmania with your business. You're pretty confident about Tasmania and agriculture in the state.
I think the only thing that needs to be addressed is the federal government needs to address the fact that Tasmania hasn't got a national highway connecting it to the mainland, and that needs to be addressed urgently. With that, the synergies are enormous, and the opportunities for Tasmania are also enormous, because they've got the perfect growing conditions for 5 months of the year. That place is heaven on earth.
What would you do to change the freight?
Too difficult, Tony. That one there, I'll pass at the moment, because I need to start talking to a number of people, and invariably there may well be some people that might get their noses out of joint. But something has to be done. Something has to change. The state and federal government need to understand and address the fact that Tasmania needs a shipping company or shipping companies, and it needs a freight system that allows it to export what they do best, and that is their agricultural products.
And Nick Tarner, are you looking at any other opportunities in Tasmania? Are you going away from onions and carrots into something else?
They tell me never say never, but at this point in time, we are very focused on two products.
In the carrots section, how's that going?
We're doing some extensive changes to our shed in Forth. The production will double from where it was last year, and our intention is to double it again next year.
So you're doing really well out of the vegetables, the basics, aren't they? Onions and carrots.
They're basics, and they're low-priced commodities. But they can be done well, and I believe there will always be a staple product in the Australian markets and the supermarkets. So from that point of view, we're confident, and I feel that confident I'm going to pass on to all the growers and people who are associated with the business of Feel Fresh, and indeed the business of Sumich going forward.